We thank you, Lord, for ASI and for the inspiration it is to see people who are like-minded and want to reach people for you. We pray that you will direct us here in this seminar. We will talk about how a lifestyle club can be a tool in reaching people. We pray that you will guide us and that you will inspire each one of us. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So here, just a short overview over what we're going to be talking about. Christ's method, obviously, to reach people. The vision of the Lifestyle Club as such. What tools can be used to connect the church to the Lifestyle Club, or how to also make the church feel ownership for the things that for evangelism that is going on in the churches. Then we're going to have a short exercise break. And then events and structure of the club, partners and cooperation with the community, church, and businesses, and how can I use this concept in my local church. So that's what we're going to be covering, and hopefully also have some questions and answers, hopefully in the end, that you can write down as you go, and then we can take those in the end of the seminar. Simon, why do we do health evangelism?
Yeah, I mean, if you can see what you say, why do we focus on health at all? I mean, isn't Jesus and the gospel all about reaching their hearts or their souls? Why do we focus on health evangelism? What would you say? Yeah?
It's to reach people that are close to the gospel in a forward way. You know, when you first come to them, they don't want to hear anything about it.
Exactly, yeah, Victor?
Because Jesus healed the sick.
Jesus focused a lot on it. Yeah, Jesus healed the sick. And as you said as well, I mean, if you've done door knocking sometime, you know that many times you maybe reach 5% or even less of the population by asking directly, do you want to have a Bible study? I mean, 95% at least will say no. So if that's the only method, we will lose 95% of the people. So the health ministries or the health evangelism and how Jesus did it, like with healing the sick, it's created a desire in them to want to know more. So health evangelism is, as Ellen White talks about, the right arm of the gospel. It opens the door to the body to step in. So I think that we all understand this at this conference, and we've talked a lot about it. So it's logical that health evangelism will be a powerful tool to reach people, especially, I would say, in Scandinavia and in this secular part of Europe, where people have everything in life. They're closed to the gospel many times, but health can be a way to step into them.
And Christ's method of reaching people, this famous quote that we have read already, and as you probably all know about, that this is the method, it says, Christ's method. What's this word here?
Alone
will get true success. So we see that there is no other method if you want to have success. And Christ's method is, of course, we won't spend too much time on this quote now, is to mingle as one of the desire they're good. So we need to be where people are. He showed his sympathy for them. We need to feel with people. We need to empathize with people. We need to understand that in order to reach people, we can't just be interested in sharing intellectual knowledge or something like that. We need to care for people as Jesus did. And here is a crucial part, minister to the needs. And that is what health evangelism is all about. It's to see if they have diabetes, we can help them with that. If they have a poor diet, we can help them with that. If they have a problem exercising, we help them with that. So to minister to their needs, and that will win their confidence. And that's something I have experienced personally quite a lot with Steps for Life, these health weeks, in a powerful way, how you win people's confidence, and that it breaks all the prejudice and barriers down when you do this kind of health ministries. And that he made them follow me. So this is Christ's method, and that we want to apply in this lifestyle club as well. This is also a famous quote that you've maybe heard before. We have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of medical missionary work. And that's just another word of comprehensive health evangelism that Ted Wilson usually expresses now. Christ is no longer in this world in person to go through our cities and towns and villages, healing the sick, He has commissioned us to carry forward the medical missionary work that he began. And I think probably you know, what did Jesus do most? Preach or heal?
Heal.
So we need to have a big emphasis on reaching and in meeting people's physical needs. And we need to change focus a little bit. In Ministry of Healing, it also says that there's a need of coming close to the people by what? Personal effort. If less time we're giving to sermonizing and more time we spend in personal ministry, greater results would be seen. So we can see that by just preaching and preaching that we as Adventists are good at, and not doing so much practical meeting people's needs, if we could do less time with that and focus more on actually helping people practically, we would see greater results.
Just a question. Why do we think about starting a lifestyle club? How many of you do health events at your local churches? Can I see? Like, that your local church does health events, like health expos or something. We've also experienced that. We also do events, also especially my background is within Matheson Mission School. We do lots of events. We do lots of things, evangelism with the, and training the students how to do these events, right? And so we have lots of health expos. We have lots of cooking courses. We have lots of events. And I started thinking, how sustainable is actually the work that we're doing for the people? How are these events actually creating a community? Are they actually creating a community of people that are interested, or is it new people every time and we don't really know who's on this event and who's on that event and we don't really know how to follow up? And this was one of the problems that I faced that I saw that the evangelism that we did was not as much focused on the community as it was on the missionary students that we were wanting to teach how to do evangelism. But in doing that, we actually forgot to focus or put our main focus. Obviously, it was a part focus, but we didn't have capacity in a way to think very strategically for the local community and when it comes to sustainability, to continue the communication with the community. And so the Lifestyle Club as such is now a tool where we create a community of people that think or want something better. They want something better for their lifestyle, and when people want something better, you can lead them further, right? Through personal relationships. But the Lifestyle Club also, what it does is creates ownership and the ones that are part of it, they're part of a club, which means they themselves give, in a way, effort to be part of this club, even money or resources to be part of this club, so they actually want us to follow them up. They actually expect us to stay in contact with them. They expect us to come again with new events and new things and updating all the things all the time, and they want to be part of a community that thinks about lifestyle, that thinks about something better. So it's not just events now that we're doing disconnected from each other, but it's actually creating a community of people that care about lifestyle and connecting the church to that then and becoming personal friends and in a way creating that platform where people can meet each other. And that's why we thought about starting the Lifestyle Club in the first place.
And probably many of you have experienced, maybe how many of you have done health expos, for example, before? Yeah, many of you. And how many have been part of a health expo where you've done one event and then the follow-up really never happened in a very effective way? That's usually, and that's what Jeremy was saying, by doing this Lifestyle Club, we connect them to a community more or less. And that's, yeah, we have follow-ups with health lectures or cooking classes and different events that become part of our fellowship, you can say. And we're trying to now just start a process of creating this. And we have high hope, high expectations that this will work in a more effective way of bringing a fellowship where you have the same interests of living a healthy lifestyle. And the vision of the Lifestyle Club is also to become like a model for Scandinavia and for Europe, to be like a franchise model, you could say, that every church, every local church can have the potential of being a Lifestyle Club. And in the future, we also hope to be able to create materials and have resources that a local church could use. In this stage, we can give inspiration and talk about the plans and the model and what we plan to do, and hopefully you can apply that in your churches as well. And this will be more like a pilot project then, and hopefully this will be a very effective tool for churches to be applying.
Good. Through the conference, you've heard about the Evangelism Spiral several times, and since it is such an integral part of Christ's method, we also would like to take this up. And actually, it's such a great tool that I believe you can use in your local churches as a great tool to find out on a chart how is our church doing with Christ's method. And so it's just to explain what this is, we have Evangelism Spiral, and we have a year calendar, right? And then we have the four layers. We just put them into four layers here to simplify. Contact making, events, and now we're talking about different events that create or mingle. So where do we have first contact with people, new people, and so forth? So this is contact building. Then we have confidence building here in the green. And things that are more reoccurring, and people are coming again, and builds confidence in the work that we do, credibility, right? And then conviction comes a little bit more into the spiritual aspect of evangelism, and with care groups and different things, and then discipleship as such, and that's in the church the church is the main objective of bringing people to the church and doing discipleship in the church. So these are now we can start charting different things, and we started doing that for this fall. And just to explain shortly what our involvement is, or how we got into this Lifestyle Club as well. We're part of we're Bible workers for the local church in Houston, and so what we're talking about with the Lifestyle Club is the Mystics Club in Houston, where we're working. And so we've been working with that. So we started now and created an outline of different events that we do. I'll just run you through it shortly. Here we have Health Expo in the fall. Then we have Health Talks following up from that. Then we have cooking courses here and the Christmas buffet. Those are the red or the health-related events. Then we have here ADRA in-gathering. Then we have an ADRA tire change, an ADRA concert here. Then we also have a service week where we helping hands, like you need any help in your community or for anything, and then we go and help them. Then we have culture evening and Thanksgiving. I can't read that one. Then the care group. And then also in here, in the middle, having fast training, like a discipleship training for the local church. Obviously, Sabbath school, divine service, you all have that in your local church already as a work, youth work, as such, Bible studies. And training in, we have now also Health Nuggets and Michelle's Etimidat, which we will share more about in a little bit. And then we launched here, just on the 8th of December, of this year, just less than a month ago, we launched the Lifestyle Club. So this is just in preparation. So this is all used to find out what are the needs, how are we going to do this Lifestyle Club to be effective. Now, what is really nice about this as well is that, and what usually is missed, is these arrows. And these arrows, these help us understand that, hey, look, the Health Expo as such is not an independent event. It's something that is connected to Health Talks. It's something that we want to, and we need to be ready at the Health Expo, and we need to know what's coming afterwards, otherwise we'll not have the effect that we want to have. So we have all these arrows connecting, and then the Health Talks connecting to the cooking course. And the cooking course, we very intentionally connected to the Christmas buffet or the Yulebord, where we launched the club. And I think this was actually one of the strongest connections that we did. Was every Monday for 4 weeks, we had this cooking course. And the last cooking course was the participants actually cooked for the Yulebord. Now, we had 24 people registered there. And throughout those 3 weeks prior to the Yulebord, they had so much confidence. Actually, they came into this area that they started telling everybody about the Christmas buffet or the Yulebord and the launching of the club. Because every Monday we would share about what the Lifestyle Club is and how it is there. And so they were a force in the community to bring people to the launch of the Lifestyle Club. So this is just and all this, if you see, is connected to somehow go into the middle. So that's the idea with the whole thing. And the care group is a very integral part of that. That we'll also talk about a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So this is just this fall that we made now, but we realize that we need to involve the church even much more in the making of this to get ownership in this. And so we already here, we started telling the church that we're going to make this for 2015 together with the local church. I mean, with everybody involved and get everybody's input. So we started making... this what we just made in December now, made a calendar for 2015. Now it's a proposal. It's not yet voted, but this is what we came up with. It's in Norwegian. But this is hanging in the church now, and everybody is able to give input. Everybody gave input, and I'll share about the process a little bit more. But just sharing the whole evangelism spiral there with the different events, and you can see the events with the little logo there are the Lifestyle Club events that are mainly in the green area, creating confidence and people are coming back again and building that platform. So these are the events that we're planning to do here at monthly club meetings with the Lifestyle Club that will go throughout the whole year. And it's just one paper here, and then we have cooking demos that we'll do every other month as well, and then we have health weekends, we have a health series, a culture evening, then also Steps for Life week that we'll do, and then also a health day with the community where we work together with the community and say let's have like a day of emphasis on health, and because they did a Kuntu Nat, like a culture evening in October that they invited us to be part of and show that, you know, our community is culturally sensitive, and obviously we're very international, and so they like that. And so we came with a suggestion to the community. We talked with the mayor and also the health director and said, hey, why don't we do it like a health day in the summer, next summer, and we can be part of doing that through the Lista script. And so they're considering that and going to be talking about that in the middle of January and come back. And we already have talked about different dates and so forth. And we're very positive to making this happen. So we'll see how it goes. So this is just an overview. And these are just highlighted the main things of the Lifestyle Club. With also Health Expo here. And then there will also be call quartering and concerts and these things in the fall again. So that's what we did here for the events for 2015. And then we realized, oh, there's so many things that we want to do. Who's going to do all this, right? So who's going to do all of these things? And so obviously it will be church members, but on all of us together. But we realized also that there's a lot of partners that make evangelism partner or possible, and we also found that these partners are actually usually are within reach through various organizations, and so we decided, okay, let's make another one, the mission committee that we have in Houston. So let's make another another evangelism spiral and write down who are the partners that help us make evangelism possible and make all of these things possible, and what are their strengths, these different partners. And so we have here, obviously, the Lifestyle Club is one of those partners, then the Granheim Foundation. Then we have local church members that are very active in also having their own business. Actually, we have a Two Stone Express, which is a local fast food restaurant, and he would like to, his vision is to make the healthiest fast food in all of Norway. And he's a local church member, and he runs this in Mysen. So we partnered with him, with the Mysen Club, and then we also have Cuisine de Stel, it's a vegetarian catering. She also has and we also started partnering with her and see that this is a force in the community that we can take advantage of. And then we also have Socialistische, which is Simon, just started his own business with a lifestyle physiotherapy clinic with lifestyle coaching and massage and these things, which is also a church member there in Wiesen. Then we have Hemnes Physiotherapy, another physiotherapist of the church. Then we have Norsk Dyrkorn, which is also another church member that has organic or ecological grain that they're selling to the community as well. So we have all these local church members, which is great. But then we also have, like, ADRA. You know, you saw the different events that we have. We have ADRA as a resource. They bring, you know, videos, and they bring different things and causes to do. We don't have to do all of that in Mysen as a local church, but we can take advantage of all the resources that they create and present them, right? So ADRA is, and then Sunetsblade is also a partner, and we can, they make the magazine. We don't have to make any effort in making the magazine, but we can be promoters of the magazine, right? So they're a partner as well. And then Sormat, Healthy Vacation in Switzerland, or Fredheim Health Center, Steps for Life, are all, and Norsk Helse or Alfos for Bill. So there's all kinds of organizations also that we can work together with. And then we have things within more conviction and impact, you know, ASI Scandinavia, even here. For example, we have also here at the convention, we have two Lifestyle Club members that we invited to the ASI Scandinavia, and they're here, and they're enjoying it. And so it's something that we couldn't make an ASI Scandinavia convention ourselves in Mysen, but we can take advantage of it. And your church can also take advantage of it, if they're aware that this is something that they can use. Right, so these are just partners. Hope Channel, Lifestyle TV has lots of resources, as you can also heard. Leven Van, you know, Impact has different events. Sabu, Norskiv Institute, Disciples, other, and obviously the whole World Church has lots of resources that we can take advantage of if we know about them, and if we realize that they're partners with us. And so this is just something that we could take in. To consideration when we do evangelism, we have lots of partners.
Yeah, there's a question. You see with the spiral,
yeah.
Is it something in place of the cycle, or is it could it run alongside it?
Yeah, I think the definition of spiral and cycle, to me, it's not very. It's just to understand that there's different layers of the cycle in a way, and it can happen. Like, for example, we have the Listeskrim method. They're going to go every month, like a monthly thing, and they're not just now we're doing sowing, and now we're doing cultivating, and now we're doing reaping, but rather that we're doing different things at the same time, but they need to be connected. So it's like anybody can come, you know, with different, but yeah, so it's so spiral is maybe not the right.
It's the right, because it is, the person makes the spiral over these layers.
Yeah,
to I have in as the step.
Yeah.
So the way of each person is
it's like a spiral, like a spiral coming in like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the spiral is different, maybe.
Yeah.
For well, different people.
Past
right?
or long.
Hmm.
Yeah, so from what you're explaining, basically, is if. I know that's a spiral, but you have in rather like a cycle, you've got 6 months, is this month, this month, this month. But this one is like the one thing can be going around all year.
Hmm.
and what the other things could be going on in a different loops as well. But is that continual?
Yeah, it's a continual thing.
Yeah.
And it's also good to think about, you know, okay, where do we have emphasis on different things? Because you can't have an evangelistic series every week, you need to think, okay, let's do that in you know, I think Vegana, they do like 6 different evangelistic mini-series a year, and you can think, but in the local church you can do maybe in the fall, usually once a year, have that as a main focus and leading things up to that. So,
I understand that. Because, does contact need as much contact as possible? There needs to be something
contiguous. Exactly. So, this understanding of the evangelism spiral is, I think, it has been such a blessing for me to work with these things and put events on and see, okay, what is this? And we'll also share how we involve the church in making this possible, or like making that so that they would actually make this spiral like it is now.
And just to add to that, we talked about the Christ method alone before, and this is Christ method alone, as Jeremy said. I mean, it's some churches just have evangelistic events or evangelistic meetings, and without having the contacts, the mingling activities that we have here with Help Expos,
and they send out lots of flyers, right, to try to gain contact, but they have no confidence. So how many people come? You know. Very few, you know, because you don't have a whole, you don't have the system of gaining confidence of the community to actually be able to invite. But if you have a lifestyle club and you have individuals, and now this is important, it's not the club itself, we won't say, look, hey, we're doing an evangelistic series, all the club members, let's go to the evangelistic series. But rather, it's the individuals in the Listings Club that happen to be Adventists, that happen to become their friends, that say, hey, or you get into the discussions, or you get into conversations, and they realize, okay, you go to church on Sabbath, or you go to this care group, in the church, you want to come and have lunch or have supper at our place, and we read a Bible text together, and it's the friend that says, come, and because they have already created that confidence, because the whole thing is built on friendships. It's not the program as such that will help. It is to facilitate that. So the crucial part is that the church members are the ones bringing people from one to the next as well. Okay. Keep those questions, write them down. If you have them in the end still, we'll answer them. But I think we'll come to those. Yeah.
Okay. The question we might have is, I mean, you know that it's important, as Jeremy said, with these different layers of activities, but to have activities that create context, activities that gain confidence, that you gain conviction, and that you can lead them into this discipleship and make them Christians and Adventists. But it might be hard to know what are people's needs. I mean, what kind of context activities should we have? Should we have cooking classes, or should we have health expos, or should we have exercise groups? I mean, we don't really know what people think or what people are interested in. Jesus talked about meeting people's needs. So in order to know that we don't do activities that no one is interested in, we need to know a little bit about what people's needs are. And that we can do by mingling with people. And another tool that we use for that is to do surveys where we more or less ask people, I mean, directly, what kind of interest do they have. And in Iceland, in Norway, then when we had the Lifestyle Club, we did a survey. We would quickly go through. This is just, we asked it in Norwegian. We used to ask the age. And
how long did you live in Norway?
Oh, yeah, this is the first one. Yeah, how long you have lived in Iceland. And we saw that most people had lived 11 years or more, or around 50%, around 65% actually, had lived in Iceland quite long. So we asked about age group as well. And those who answered the survey, we see that around 65% was 40 or older, or even up to 75% were 40 or older. We won't spend so much time on these. We asked the question, how important is health for you? And we see that around 90% said that health was either important or very important. So we see that health is definitely something that 9 out of 10 people think is important. If we were to ask the question, what do you think about reading the Bible, is that important for you? We probably have maybe 1 or 2 of 10, like 10-20%. So you see, this is a need, and this is to people something that interests
one person that doesn't think it's important.
Yeah, one person, it's not important at all. And we have a few people saying that it was
pretty important.
So this is something that people are interested in. And then we ask the question, how is your health? And we see that around 90% as well answer either that their health was okay or very good. So we see that people think that they are doing quite good. Here is reduced, around 20%, and very reduced, just 7 people. I can tell you that we did this survey with around 280 people, so almost 300 people answered in the community of Houston. It's a community of around 5,000-6,000 people. And so we see that, yeah, people are satisfied or very satisfied with their health, but it's usually when you ask people, they want to make a good image of themselves, so they usually don't want to say that they have a bad health. And we just had a question, what is the biggest health problems in Norway? And we see that the top ones was cancer, stress, overweight, heart disease was the 4 biggest ones. So it's these main killers. You know that cancer and heart disease is the 2 main killers in Norway, for example, and in Sweden as well. So, they understand that as well. And this is an interesting one. How do you get health information? Because in order to make a lifestyle club, we want to know how people get the information from health. And we see that the most common one is actually internet. What do you think is the second most common way of getting health information? If anyone want to guess?
Reading.
Books we have here, and the newspapers here. Actually, the second one was doctors. We get information from the doctor. So we see that the 2 main ones, internet and doctors, was the main ways of getting health information. So that's a good way, maybe to have a website and have good tools online. And this was the question, what aspect of health is important for you? And this is just the physical, mental, spiritual, social, and ecological, and good values. And this is all of them. And we see that physical health was something that's most people thought it was interesting, it was important, but many people also answered all aspects. And this lifestyle club is based on the values of having the 4 aspects of health, the complete holistic way of looking at health that is very popular now, to see the spiritual, the mental, the physical, and the social part of health. So we saw that most people are interested in a complete holistic way of looking at health. And then we had an important question is, what areas are you interested in when it comes to health? What topics, so to say? I won't go through all of it. The main one was actually interesting because it was good habits. Good habits is this one, and that was by far the most popular one. So people usually know in Norway and Sweden, they know what to do, but they don't really have the power or the ability to live healthy. But people are very interested in applying and living healthy habits. So with knowing this information, I will talk a little bit about later, we are creating a health series now in the Lifestyle Club who will focus on healthy habits. We will look at different habits and how we can apply them. And we see that this is a big interest. Other big topics was exercise here, and stress control is a big one as well. It's one of the top. So people are interested in proactive way of looking at health, how to live healthfully. We thought that people might have been more interested in diseases and then maybe in how to prevent cancer and these things, but we see that it's more of them applying good habits in life what people are interested in. And here we ask what kind of arrangement or what kind of events are people interested in? What do you think? What kind of events do you think that people are most interested in?
Events.
Yeah.
Health Expo.
Health Expo, we didn't have that alternative up. And other suggestion
was cooking school.
Cooking school, yeah. Cooking school we have here in the middle. Yeah, it's around 80 people, 280 was interested in that. 25-30%.
Depression recovery,
we have health lectures as part of the depression recovery, you can say. Was the main one actually. So different kind of health lectures was a big interest. In Norway, it's a big thing with exercise. So this is actually two groups. I don't know how you say it in English.
Walking, exercise groups.
Going up mountains and stuff like this, on hikes. That was a big thing as well. Norway is famous for doing these things. We also see that massage was quite big, and there are cooking schools, discussion groups on health topics was pretty big. And the last question we asked was, because doing, as Jeremy mentioned, well, we have different partners from different businesses in this sense, so we asked them what kind of discounts on products or services would you be interested in getting discounts on. And we see, by far, the most popular one was on a gym, to get discounts or on like different gyms.
Maybe you can also start the gym.
Yeah, I mean, that's good information for us. So if you can start a gym and giving discounts, people would be very, very interested to join.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see what people think. And we also had here healthy fast food that were interested in getting discounts on healthy fast food. Also on health food store, also big. We have physiotherapy, people were interested in getting discounts on.
Yeah.
Health coaching was pretty big as well. We have one with a doctor with specialty on lifestyle medicine. It's also up in the top. Dietitians, counseling when it comes to nutrition is also quite big. So also on health center we have here. And vegetarian catering. So we see that people are interested in health magazine. We have here a few people. So we see that people, this is a good tool for us to know what are people interested in, what kind of services are they interested in, so we can actually, we can make the lifestyle club according to the needs, so to say, or in relation to what they gave us, the information they gave us. So I think that is a good tool for you to use as well in your local churches to maybe look at what resources do we have in the church, and maybe to then create a survey of, like, depending on the resources, and also to see what are people in my community interested in. And then you try with the church to meet those needs depending on what they answer on these questions. I think that would be powerful, and we actually share this, as we mentioned on the launch, with the last time, we share these results as well.
Any question to this?
Yeah, to the survey. The health of who did you do the survey? Like
the Ghana Foundation, that is planning to launch a listed group. So that's what we how we did it. Now, if you're interested in finding out how our survey looked like, maybe we can also share that with you.
Yeah.
There can be a benefit not saying we are from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I think you can do that as well. But it's in some people's eyes, they don't want to have anything with religion to do.
Yeah.
But it's important where you say you're from.
That's actually one of the reasons also we don't call it the Adventist Misfitsgruppe, is that it's supposed to gain confidence in people, right? And if people would hear it's a religious thing, then many people would just say, no, right? That would be nothing for me. But those people, they can be part of the Misfitsgruppe and not feel offended, and we don't pressure them to necessarily continue, but they have the option and they have the possibilities to go into further things. We don't hide that we also believe, like for example, just to see our logo, we have these four aspects of health actually represented, physical, mental, social, and spiritual. And so that's one of the things that we also presented in the launch, and people know that it's not something that we hide with the club members as such, but it's not the main emphasis of things. So
what if you don't have the brand information, how do you present a survey? Like, who are you then? I mean, if you want to do it out of the local church, then you need to say, like, who is doing the survey?
You're thinking now in the Netherlands.
Right?
Yeah.
I think at the same time you could. I mean, we are part of a Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's a church that's focused on a holistic way of looking at health, and I mean, some people have barriers and prejudice against it, but I still think that's a way of doing it, and I think that's a good way of doing it as well, to just say that we focus on a holistic way of health, and that this is not about making new converts, but it's about helping the community to be healthier.
No, but I guess also the question that you're raising is like, what organization is behind you? I guess that really depends on your individual locations and the possibilities and what is within reach. Eventually, you can even do it in the Lichtensklubben's name, because it'll become bigger, and you can say we're coming from the Lifestyle Club and we're looking into this community and seeing if there is a need here for such a club. They have it in Norway, they have it, you know, in different places at that point.
Yeah.
So that could be that. Like in other communities, you know, in Kongsberg, they would maybe say we're coming from Fredheim Health Center. You can go also in maybe Sundhetsbladet, or just cooperate with an organization that is referenced on health and has a confidence in your community. So that's the idea. Good. Now, local churches. What local churches do you come from? I guess Denmark, Finland, and Finnish.
Denmark.
Also Denmark.
Very small churches.
And Netherlands, and then you also Denmark.
U.S., Germany.
Yeah. Then Sweden, we have a local church there. And Germany. And England. Yeah. So how many of your local churches, if you think of your local churches, how many of your local churches have an interest list and have an overview over what the people are interested in the community, like names with what the people are interested in? How many of you are familiar with that your local church has such a list? Not officially, you have?
No, I don't know, not officially.
Yeah, we have, because we've got quite a lot of services at our church.
Okay.
We've got like elderly a club that's oversubscribed, we've got like a toddler's club that's oversubscribed.
Okay.
And because of that, they have waiting lists.
So, and they have interest lists, and they know. Like when they come to events, that's written down somewhere.
Actually, they might not have an interest list, right?
Yeah. Because this, and this again maybe demonstrates to you, I suspect that over 95, maybe even more percent of all churches don't have an interest list. And if they do have, then it's probably the pastor that has a name of maybe 5 to 7 people that he knows that are interested in something. And this is immensely problematic. Yeah. because I've realized that people come and people go, and when, if you don't have an interest list, if you don't have a system to maintain, to know what people are interested in, then you've lost that contact that person had that was there once. You know? And if you don't have a system to be able to follow up, now, I can talk from my own experience from Matheson. We were focusing on these events and different things, and I would say we sinned to not know and have a proper system to know who, like, every year we have new students connecting to people in the local community, right? And they build up a friendship, they build up a confidence, and then in the end of the year, we might have some cards where they write down here and there sporadically, but we didn't focus properly on this so that we actually have now, you know, we've been in the community like almost 20 years. We should know the community by now. You know, like, we should understand what people are interested in. We should have a continuous contact with them. And obviously we have done, you know, and I'm just not always in Houston, and that's another question, you know, we've been here and there and the other place, but I realize that if we don't have a system to write things down, the contact will go with the person that was here. Especially with the mission school, it's problematic, but all the local churches, it's problematic. If we don't have an interest list, we don't really know, and every business understands this, we don't. It's like every business, if you take their interest list, some businesses, they say, take my interest list, I'll be bankrupt in a couple of years, or in less than that, in a year. If they don't know who their customer is, how can they cater to them? So this is why we saw disciples as an option, as an alternative that would help so much. That is a system, and it can be a system for you in your local church as well.
The people knows that they stand off an interest list or not. Only that we ask the members what you have contacts and then writing down it, and the contacts don't know that they stand
right
on a list.
It depends on also the legal issues in your local country. But generally, in an interest list like this, it's not problematic if they write down their contacts or different things, depending on the event and so forth. So I'll give you a short video on disciples and how it can work, and so you understand that the system that is created in the States that we're working on making even more applicable for European countries as we speak.
Disciples is a powerful, user-friendly evangelism and discipleship management application. We've designed it from the ground up so that pastors, evangelists, Bible workers, and church members can maintain interest lists, manage small groups, track event attendance, and more. Managing your interest file is easy using Disciples. Maintain each record by adding contact information, notes, and demographics. Schedule appointments, and comment on your visit and any important decisions that were made. You can also map out addresses using integrated Google Maps functionality. Use powerful smart filters to sort through your data. The events feature allows you to elegantly track event attendance. Once you create an event, it's simple to register new attendees and add them to your interest database. After attendees are registered, keeping track of their nightly attendance is a breeze. You can edit attendance later using the Attendance tab if you'd like. Use the Reports feature to generate helpful and customizable reports. You can use the standard templates to print contact info, attendance checklists, attendance reports, and mailing labels. If none of these templates meet your requirements, you can create a custom template that includes only the information you need. You've just seen a brief overview of the many powerful features found in Disciples. But the best way to find out if Disciples is the right solution for you is to experience it for yourself. You'll be on your way to organized bliss in no time at all.
So that's a brief overview over Disciples and how it can help you if you just have events and you track attendance. Already, you know, that's already. And people are used to, when they come to an event, to register for an event and give their name and give their even contact details for that. And then you can contact them, you can get the list, okay, and write an SMS, okay, welcome again to the next cooking class or whatever, because you have their contact information, and they've given it to you. They want, they expect a service from you as well when they are at an event, right? So that's Disciples. Getdisciples.com, I think, if you want to look at it and download it. Getdisciples.com.
It's for free?
It's for free. It's for free for individual users. If you would like to have cloud access, but more people have access to the same thing, and you can also decide who has access to what and so forth. But that costs like $10 a month, which is, yeah, very cheap. And so you have this interface, and we use it at the school, that is very useful, because you have now an interface where you can help and know where people have come to what kind of events, and know if they want to be invited to this or the other things. That if you don't have that, you know, you don't have that. Yeah. Care groups.
Okay, how many here have heard about care groups? Yeah? Few of you?
Yeah, care groups is just a different name for, I mean, you can call it house groups, small groups. Yeah, there's different, many different names to these groups that you meet in individuals' homes, and you have fellowship, you have an easy Bible study, you have a meal together. And you probably know that, you can go to the next slide. Just care group, why is it called care group? It stands actually, it's an acronym, and it's from the Gateway Church. I wonder about Gateway Church in Australia. They have a really successful discipleship focus on their churches, and they also have as a foundation these kind of care groups. It stands for Christ Attitude Reflected in Everyone. And that's, yeah, that's a very nice name, and it's a very nice concept that they have come up with. And it's based on, actually, on Acts chapter 2, where they have a lot of these, you know, that the Acts chapter 2 is based many times on these fellowship groups. They usually met in the disciples' homes. They had fellowship together, they prayed together, they had a meal together. And you probably experienced that eating with people, it bounds and you get connection with people in a way, in a different way than just talking. If you sit around a table and you have nice fellowship, you have nice eating something, it creates, yeah, belonging in a special way. So the group is more or less based on meeting in homes instead of in churches. So you can meet in a church member's home. And what we have done in Muesli, we meet for 2 hours. You can have it 1.5 hour, or you can have it 1 hour, but we have 2 hours. And you start with having a meal with social interaction. You can either you can do the meal yourself, or a few people do it, or you can actually meet a little bit before, and those who want to volunteer, they can help preparing the meal or bring different kind of food. So it starts with just socializing and eating together. And we have started with something where we share. We go in a circle, and everyone shares what's the best thing that happened this week, or what is a tough thing or something tough that happened this week. So everyone gets the opportunity to share something from the week. And that's been a good way of mingling and getting to know each other. And then after this meal that we usually do for 1 hour, we eat and fellowship for 4 to 5 minutes, up to an hour. And it's usually, we do it in the evening from 6 to 8. Now we do from 6 to 8. And we eat not the biggest meal, we eat like a small meal together. And then we have a hardcore Adventist Bible study on the doctrines and the prophecies in Daniel Revelation. Is that what we do? No, it's not the place for that. I mean, it's a very good study of the prophecies, and I think definitely we should have that. But this is more focused on social and on the to apply it in your own life. So it's a very easy Bible study. Some parable, for example, or like in the book of James, some easy topics where you can discuss and talk. It's not focused on one person just giving hard information and giving a detailed study. It's more focused on the fellowship and where you can, we usually use half the time maybe to ask, what does this mean in my life? How can I apply this in my life? And if you talk about, for example, the parable of, what's it called? The Barmhartige Samaritan.
The Good Samaritan.
The Good Samaritan, for example. And you can ask the question, how can I apply this in my home, or in what way can I be the Good Samaritan? I mean, it's more questions like that we focus on. And we have had very good results. We will show a picture from our Silver Life. We have Jeremy here, I think I took the picture. We have, this is in the home. We had a meal together most of these people are not Adventists. They are our contacts. We have
Helena. You might have met Helena and
Miro.
Miro that are here.
Yeah, they are the conference, and they're not Adventists, but they're part of this care group and also part of the Lifestyle Club. And he is also one member who has contact with. So it's a very good way. I mean, it can be hard sometimes to get people to come to a church or to come to a divine service of worship. It's much easier to invite people to a home. So this care group has been in an effective way, and we hope it will be even more effective of getting to know people. And it's very it's convicting, or it's very confidence building. It creates confidence. And imagine if every church member in a church were part of a care group like this, where they could invite their friends and their co-workers to be part of this fellowship. I mean, most people will be willing to do something like that, but not everyone will be willing to come to a Bible study or to a Sabbath school or to a service. So this is really something I encourage you to look into more if you're not having a lot of care groups or small groups in your churches. And you can get more information on this on if you search on Gateway Church on their website. I think if you Google Gateway Church, you will get their website. I don't know it by heart. But that's a very good tool. They have a lot of other materials where they talk more about discipleship and how you can do more discipleship in your churches. I see the time is running. And Jeremy is giving out, you can see the welcome packages that we actually, on this launch, do you remember that we launched this LISA club on the 8th of December? In
to look at.
Yeah, you can look in. Yeah, you won't have to keep them, sorry. We gave one of these copies to everyone who attended this Christmas buffet or Christmas dinner where we launched the club, and we will talk a little bit about what's in it. But I can first share that we had 115 people coming to this Christmas buffet, and we had 30 people sign up for the Lifestyle Club on the event, and more people were signing up afterwards.
At the moment, we have 44
people in the club, and we haven't started the club yet. It will be the first event will be the 6th of January, actually, in 3 days, I think. So pray for that. And we had a very nice fellowship. We had very nice vegetarian, healthy food. And we actually had the union president of the for the Seventh-day Adventist Church coming and supporting and sharing a health nugget. We had the newspaper making an article about the event, where they shared that this Lifestyle Club is going to be the healthiest community, the healthiest club in all of Norway. We had the mayor of the city, or the town, here in the Middle East. He took a selfie on himself, and Jeremy Lind is here. I got the best photos on the picture. He put it on Facebook afterwards, and he was having a speech at the end. So we have the community part of this, and he's the leader of the community, and he shared that he has a vision that he want to make Mysen, or the community of Mysen, the healthiest community in all of Norway. So it's a very good way of mingling and cooperating with also the community when you do these kind of events. And he was very open to it, and they were very supporting of it.
Yeah, and there was about 47, yeah, I can go to the next, 47 Adventists participants and about 68 visitors from there, and so there's it's a wonderful place where people can mingle, where Adventists can mingle with people from the community, and the club as well is also about the same proportion of Adventists and seekers. So it's this, and all these events here that are outside here are to be able to mingle with each other and be able to know how to and to do, I mean, friendship evangelism, as we would call it, and get to know our friends that we don't know yet, right? Now, yeah, how to have the church own this, and I don't know how many of you are familiar with strategic planning. Can I see your hands? Strategic planning is something that is done for organizations where they think about the future. What is our vision? They define what their vision is on the top, which will direct everything that they do. So vision and mission and core values. And these are things that will define everything that this organization does. So if you define what is our vision, what do we want to do until 2020? Yeah, how do we want to look? How does Mission Church want to look like? And so we started to brainstorm, and we had this Missions Ettermiddag. We decided to have every month we have like a mission afternoon, where the church meets, has potluck, and then meets for 1.5 hours and says, what is our mission? What is our core values? What do we want to do? And focused on mission. So on one of those afternoons, we had people share, like, on pieces of paper, what do you want, how do you want to see 2020? Mission Church. And so they wrote down different things, and we got all the input. We put it together, all the different inputs, and they shared with each other, and came up with formulating that into like a paragraph to understand what is our vision. And this is Norwegian, but one of the things, for example, is that there will be no more space for everybody to be able to attend that church, which means we need to build a new church, or we need to do something to expand, right? So, and this is something that came from the church members, that this is what we want to do. So then we now wrote this down and printed it out for all of them, and they could improve it and say what they would like to improve and this and the other. And so the principal thing with strategic planning is involvement. You want as much involvement of the local church members as possible, because they're going to own it. If they don't own it, then you're going to be doing the work yourself. Yeah. So having a vision. What is the vision of the church? And from this, we're still in the process. We had now two Mishun Tetinidag until now, and we're still in the process, and we're going to formulate a one-liner slogan, what we want to do from that as a vision. So that's the main thing, and then also a vision statement or a mission statement. And then also we looked at core values. What are our core values? And we gave them a piece of paper with 60 values, and they could cross off 7 of those core values that they think are most important and they want to focus on. And if there wasn't those values, they could write down their own values, what they thought should be. And then we evaluated that and saw how many people voted for different things. We took the top 15 and gave them another paper with those 15, and they could cross off 3. And so then we had the top 3, and we then made them and wrote them down. Sannhetsmotivert, like truth motivated, loving, and mission engaged. So those are the 3 core values of Mysen Church now that were just presented actually the other week to the church as a suggestion. It's still not voted, but so there's process so that everybody can come with input. If there's any concerns, any improvements, that they can come with that. So that's the principle behind this. Is to have a definite aim to have, and then every action that is done in the church needs to be in harmony with this. If it's not, don't do it. You understand? Like that's what will define your organization, is your vision, your mission, and your core values. This is what we stand for. Why do we do it? Because we love people. Why do we do it? Because we're mission oriented. Why do we do it? Because we're Bible based. Right, these things, and why do we do it? Because we want to fill our church. Why do we want, you know, so that they understand that this is why we do it. If it's not conducive for that, then we might not have to do it. You know, it's good. Some other organization can do that. You know, we don't have to do it. We need to focus. So, and for that, the church, when we started telling about different things, they said, the church board said, hey, you should have something that you every Sabbath can share with the church and do some church training. And so they said, let's do Mishun's 10 minutes. So every Sabbath now, we have 10 minutes, 5 minutes for a health nugget, and 5 minutes for mission training, where we talk about the evangelism spiral, where we talk about different events and training in how to think about evangelism for the church. So every Sabbath, we have 10 minutes where we organize it and decide who will do the training for the church and help them to see how evangelism, how we can be involved in evangelism. So that's also like getting a platform to do training. And that goes into discipleship, right? That middle thing, and getting platforms where we can have discipleship. And we also have what I also already mentioned, the Mishun Tetimedach, which is like a missions afternoon every month with first a potluck, and then we have the Mishun Tetimedach. So, yeah. And then we are also doing fast training for discipleship training, where people want to do memorization and other things in that. Yeah. You're going with that?
Yeah, I think we are out of time in 2-3 minutes, so we will do it very quickly.
Yeah. So we have these partners, as you can see in the welcome package, seven partners that we started with, and we're already talking with different other partners and business partners that can become partners to the Lifestyle Club that give benefits to Lifestyle Club members. Okay, the benefits that they give, for example, the Cuisine de Sel gives a free bread. If you go to the Cuisine de Sel, you get a free bread of your choice. You have a coupon as a Lifestyle Club member to do that. Then Two Stone Express gives a free burrito and penal. So you get that as a Lifestyle Club member. Then you get Lister's Physio. You ask Simon, can you give me a massage? And he will give you a massage for free. Isn't that wonderful? Or Lifestyle Coaching.
That's part of the welcome package that they receive
exactly.
The launch.
In your brochure or the welcome package, you can find this. And then you get 20% discount for these different organizations. If you go there, you will get 20% off if you're a Lifestyle Club member. And so we'll expand that to even more organizations that, and especially these organizations are not dependent on location as much as the other organizations. The first three were more local church member initiatives, and that's what we can do in Müssen. That's what you can't do that in London or other places. But these other ones, I guess you have to find out what if you're in Norway, you can use these other ones, for example. And there's many more also that are possible. So these are the benefits that you get. Here, just run through them shortly. This is one of the church members there. Two Spain Express is in Müssen as well, and the Socialist Institute. Fredheim Health Center, Sundhedsbladet, the oldest health magazine now of Norway, Sonat, health and vacation in the Swiss Alps, and then Steps for Life as one of them, and then, So those are some of the benefits. Some more benefits from that. I'll do that.
We also mentioned that you might wonder what is the activities or what do we do in the Lifestyle Club. I mean, what kind of events are we planning to do? And I will just shortly mention, and Jerry can just write them up maybe. Mm-hmm. We have these Lifestyle Club meetings that we do every month that will start in 2 days. And you might wonder, what is Lifestyle Club meetings? Well, what does that mean? And we have thought through, I don't know, how many of you have heard about the health clubs in Czechia, in Czech Republic? None of you?
Yeah,
there's sort of like 50-100 health clubs, and they have even a manual for it, and we have taken some inspiration from that. And they were running very successfully, health clubs based on the local churches in Czechia and around. And that's what we hope to do as well. So it will be like the club meetings, and in these club meetings we will have a short health lecture in about 30 minutes, half an hour. We will have interactive discussions, so we will sit in small groups and we can discuss actually the content of the Lifestyle Club meeting. And these Lifestyle Club meetings will be a series. It will be based on good habits. You remember from the survey, that was what people were most interested in. So we will look at different healthy habits. We will discuss how we can apply them in the community. During these interactive discussions, we hope to create these different groups. If people are interested in getting more exercise, for example, we will create a walking group, for example, or a cross-country skiing group for Lifestyle Club members. We hope to create, depending on the needs of these discussions. We also have a cooking demo, a short cooking demonstration in these Lifestyle Club meetings, and they get to taste as well. So we will have the first one based on nuts. So we will have recipes on nuts. We will have different demonstrations on how you can use nuts in everyday life. We'll have some scientific information of why nuts are good. So we will try to combine the health lecture with interaction discussion and with a cooking demonstration, and combine that with our Lifestyle Club meetings, so to say. We will also have the businesses being part and present what they can offer the community, different ones. As Jeremy wrote down, we will have cooking demonstrations every second month as well. We will have health weekends. We will have a big health weekend in March, where we will have a whole weekend with meetings and inspiration. And we will have a health expo. And health expo will be a powerful tool of getting people to join the club. And And also I will have Steps for Life, as you've seen in the show here. And Steps for Life will be one of the main events towards the summer. So we will have these lifestyle club meetings. We will have these cooking demos. We will have this health lecture series and the health the health expo as well, promoting the Steps for Life Health Week in order to get people to come. So the one thing will lead to another thing.
When you're meeting, is the meeting, is it in the church?
At the place, yeah. We will be in a school that we can rent for free. We chose not to be in the church. We wanted a more neutral locality. And we have, the community are usually very positive to these kinds of events. So we got the place for free, actually.
It's
our lab. Very beautiful. We can do the cooking demonstrations there. They have a nice kitchen. We have a big screen and everything. So it's a perfect place that we found for that.
Okay.
So this is our some of the things we will do in the lifestyle club, and you have the schedule as well in these lifestyle packages.
Something also just to mention that something that the lifestyle club also will do is create interest groups. So when we meet, we'll find out what are people interested in that are in the lifestyle club and club members, and then team up in different groups, right? Not alone, but in different groups to say, shall we go on a walking group? Let's do it every Monday. Or let's do it or whatever it is, so that there will be individual support groups. Exactly. Activities depending on interests. And also different lectures will have different challenges. And then we'll talk individually, or in groups rather, about how can we put this in practice together as a group.
The club meetings are for free, and then we have discounts of 50% for cooking demos, health weekends, health lecture series, the health day will be free, the health expo will be free, the Steps for Life weekend they get 20% discount, as we talked about. Some of the events they get discounts on, and some of the events they get for free. Yeah. We actually have a yearly with a membership as well. They get 6 months for free if they join during the launch, and when we do different activities now, they will get a 2 months free membership, and then we will have a yearly fee of 1,700 Swedish crowns. That's about
Norwegian.
It's about 170 euro. Yeah, 170 euro or 200
per year.
So it's quite cheap.
Uh-huh. And the club meetings, if you're not a member, cost 200 crowns
each. 20 euro.
So you get it for free if you're a club member. Otherwise, so 200 crowns for a club meeting.
And they can sign up during the meetings as well, and we make some advertisement in newspapers as well, in local newspapers as well, too, and Facebook and other media to get people to come.
Good. So how can I use this concept in my local church? You can use different ideas that were now presented, and we hope to create like a packet till the summer, that will be able to, in a way, franchise it or be able to give a resource packet for a local church to say, okay, now you can do this over there. We're planning to have like an impact training field school in cooperation with the Lifestyle Club in June. In the end of June, the last week in June, we're going to offer that to the church members in Mysen, rather in Norway, the people that are interested or are part of the missions committee in their local church to come and be trained in this different things like this, like strategic planning, discipleship, interest lists, and how to implement the lifestyle club in their local church. So those are things that we're focusing on or aiming at to have like a whole week, what we did now in an hour, to have it in a whole week with different training and how to use this and put it into practice in one's local church. So that's the idea with this, and that it would be a resource for other people to be able to take advantage of it as well, and that we have a package that you can also use in other churches already, that you don't have to go through all the things that we went through to get the business connections and so forth, but that's already there. And you can just take advantage of it, and you already have value when you say you want to become a member. You already have things in place, and then you can integrate that with your local church, and maybe you have different people in your local church that can offer different benefits also to Lifestyle Club members. Yeah. Good.
Good.
Is there any questions? For it got lead is means what a good life, or for a good life.
Slogan.
It's a slogan that has both elements in it, actually. Yeah.
When you talk about the care groups, I know that Gateway had some studies based on the steps to Christ.
They have resources for over 2 years of doing care group.
They have a lot of different study material that is on their website.
Okay.
So I definitely recommend to visit their website for good
tools. And normally, after 2 years, you can split the care group and start from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. That's the concept.
Because
you become bigger and then you split.
The next go to another, and where disciples and interactive and just club.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah. What's that?
I'm not sure if I missed it, but how many members are currently in the club?
44.
44, and who are they?
Who are they? From the community? We have about 2/3 from the community and 1/3 from the church members, which are...
And how did you get those ones from the community?
From the launch. At the launch, we presented all of these things, or some of these things, and they were able to sign up for a 6-month free membership. Mm-hmm. And they also got, in that welcome package, they could also sign up with friends. Because they were at the launch, they can sign up a friend with the same conditions. So that's what how those 44 we got already now in December. And now throughout the whole spring, we'll be signing up people at every event. So every event they come to, we ask them, are you a Lifestyle Club member? Or, and then they can sign up, right? So every time they get an opportunity and say, okay, oh, this is for free if I'm a Lifestyle Club member, or 200 if they're not. So... very quickly they will find that it's a benefit to be a part of the Lifestyle Club club as such. And now, for example, the school we have as well, we do call portering. They will go call portering and actually, sell, for example, Sunnesbladet, which is the health magazine, and say, okay, if you want to become a Lifestyle Club member, you can get this at a 20% discount.
Mm-hmm.
So we both promote different businesses. At the same time, sign up people for the Lifestyle Club.
Yeah, these four different components we talked about, it would be a 30-minute health lecture first. The first one will be about living healthfully, how to live healthfully at 100. And then we will have an interactive discussion group for 15 to 20 minutes, where you are in smaller groups of 10 to 15 people, discussing how can I apply this in my life, what good habits do I have in my life. So it will be an interactive group where they also set goals and how they can go forward with that. And then we also have a cooking demonstration for about 20 minutes where they get recipes, they get to taste. Nuts will be the first time then. And then we will show the Steps for Life movie, for example. We will show what different activities will be in the future, so we prepare them for what happens more. And we will also have one businesses for each time present. For example, Fredheim will present 5-10 minutes of, as a Lifestyle Club member, I can get 20% discount to come to Fredheim. And the next month we will have maybe soon as well the news magazine do it. So we will have one businesses that is a partner to the Lifestyle Club do it for every Lifestyle Club meeting as well.
So the Lifestyle Club is actually a marketing tool for all the businesses that already exist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At the same time, it gives value to people that become club members, and they feel ownership for it. So it's a win-win in many ways to do it. Exactly. We are thinking that there will be more. These are the events in the overview that we were able to nail down in a way before this time. So, but we'll see what else comes. But that's good.
For example, visiting different businesses, different shops.
Yeah. Mm. Good.
But it's also about logistics. So we have that. Mm-hmm. So that systems as well.
Yeah.
No.
Good.
Well, we hope that it gave some inspiration, that you have some tools that you can apply and maybe some ideas you can do in your local churches. And hopefully next year we will have much more to say about how things are going and what has happened and how we can be used also in others to spread this. This is a pilot project, to say. This is the first church.
And something also just to mention, one doesn't have to do all of these things to be able to have everything ready, or like you can have different elements and take out and then build from there. So, good.
Over time, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Maybe we can just get into the shorter prayers.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for the inspiration you gave us, and we pray that you can help us to use these tools in doing health evangelism, and that the Lifestyle Club can be a concept that can spread around. We pray and help that you will go back to our local church so that we can apply this and use it in our home places. Jesus.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.